Hey, everybody. Happy New Year. I'm here with a little resolution. I wanted to tie up a loose end from a show we did called Embarrassing Little Tales.
Hello.
Hey, Mary. It's Flora from Every Little Thing. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Thank you so much.
So, as you know, we ran a Most Embarrassing Stories contest on the show, and you were a finalist with your story about getting the bacterial infection MRSA in your butt crack.
Yep.
And then a super hot medical team, like straight out of Grey's Anatomy, were the ones tending to you.
Yeah, that was me.
Let's listen back to a little bit of it.
I am just ass up, butt up in the air, like I'm sunbathing, hands folded under my chin, and they are spreading my butt cheeks. And I am very well endowed when it comes to my ass. Like, my butt is big, and I can't stress enough how deep in my butt cheek it is. So one hot nurse is spreading the cheeks. Hot doc is just like all up in there with the scalpel and the all the things.
Is that it in a butt shell?
In a butt shell, yes. I mean, you didn't mention the Kegeling till the period started, but you know, just details.
So we asked our listeners to vote for their top fail tale, and you faced some stiff competition. Like, you were up against listener Samantha, who was dared by the kid she was babysitting to make sex noises while on a rocking horse. Let's hear a little of that.
Now, I will tell you, I was 15. I don't even think I'd had my first kiss yet, okay? So I only knew what I saw in the movies for sex noises. But I was thinking, okay, I got this. So I gave it my all. And it was pretty much a lot of just like, you know what? It was just like in that movie, I'll have what she's having. It was like that. It was like, oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yes. Yeah. And I'm like getting into this and my eyes are closed and I like look, I kind of peek through one eye to see if they're laughing and no one's laughing. No one's laughing. And no one's laughing because the parents came home and they were standing in the doorway just watching.
But Mary, our listeners voted, and I have some news.
Oh God, tell me.
Thousands of people agreed your story was most embarrassing.
Oh, that's, you know, thank you so much. It's just a lot of pride.
Congratulations on this momentous achievement. Is there anyone you want to thank?
I mean, I don't know if it's genetic that I get MRSA so easily. So I guess my ancestors. I want to thank Target for making thongs that just don't allow for much breathing. I thank everyone, especially that hot medical team. Hot dog, hot nurse, this is for you.
Okay, so to commemorate your big win, we wanted to send you a little something.
It has arrived. My cat ate a corner of the package, but I still can't see inside, so I don't know what's in here.
We wanted to send you something that would help you share your story with the world.
Okay. I'm really weak. Kegeling as I open, because that's where my strength is.
Uh-oh. I hope you have a pad nearby.
All right. Oh, my God. Shall I tell everyone what I have?
Please do.
Oh, my God. I have a T-shirt that says, ask me about my butt crack. Oh my gosh. This is my new everyday shirt.
It's an icebreaker.
Yes. Yes, it is.
You can listen to Mary's full MRSA story in all its glory, whole. Just search for Embarrassing Little Tales in our feed. And if you can beat it, call us 833-RING-ELT.